A Palestinian president says the peace process with Israel, which began after the Oslo Accords, is dead. And Mahmoud Abbas said the U.S. President Donald Trump had, in the past, promised a good deal to resolve the conflict. Abbas added, however, that Trump then announced his new policy about Jerusalem al-Quds, which Palestinians cannot accept. Top Palestinian officials stress the U.S. can no longer play the role of mediator in talks. Palestinians froze ties with Washington following Trump's recognition of al-Quds as the capital of Israel. Oslo Accords are a set of agreements between Palestine and Israel, which marked the start of a process aimed at achieving a peace treaty based on Security Council resolutions. Journalist and political commentator Richard Silverstein says the U.S. recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israeli capital has given the issue of an independent Palestinian state even more importance than before. Here he is.
Relations between the United States and the Palestinians are the lowest that they've ever been in the history of such relations. I note in the article that you're referring to that Trump says that his announcement recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital has taken it off the table, and that Jerusalem was the thorniest issue in negotiations before, and he's done something that no one has ever previously done, and now Jerusalem is not an issue. That's absolutely, completely upside down. Jerusalem has been made even more of a critical issue than it ever was, and it always was critical. But now that the United States has sided completely with Israel and said to the Palestinians that they have no capital in East Jerusalem to expect for their state, he's really run this whole negotiation process off the rails, and it's a disaster.